A place for the faithful. The Lord took me to a barren site outside the gate of the kingdom. In this region, He showed me many people who were wearing sand-colored robes and standing very close together. I noticed that they looked forlorn and lonely, even though they were in the midst of so many others. I had no idea who these individuals were, but I knew the Lord would answer my questions about them when He determined I was ready. He took me up a little hillside that was dotted with white buildings on both sides. A body of water separated the two sides from each other, and trees surrounded the water. In front of the buildings, I noticed many adults and children who were wearing white gowns, and some of them were wearing crowns. They were simply standing there with very happy looks on their faces. I sensed the Lord was showing me a vivid contrast between those who were happy and those who were sad. I assumed the happy ones were people who had given their hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. The next stop on our heavenly itinerary was the huge white mansion where Jesus had taken me before. Again, I noticed that inside the great room were numerous men, but very few women. "Who are these people?" I asked.
"These are people who sacrificed for me."
I wondered how many of them were the patriarchs and saints of the Bible, and I remembered Faith's Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11, which lists the great men and women of faith, such as Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, and what they accomplished through faith. Then I was reminded of a very important verse. "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Hebrews 11:6. Abel's sacrifice was more excellent than Cain's because it was presented in faith and obedience. Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his own son Isaac to the Lord confirmed his faith and his desire to please the Lord. And now I knew that God honors such sacrifices. In fact, He calls us to surrender everything to Him. By showing me this room that was filled with people wearing beautiful gowns and bejeweled crowns, Jesus was portraying the importance of sacrifice. I remember Paul's words, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:1-2.